and welcome to the May installment of the Search CRM podcast series, Creating Customer Value with Peppers and Rogers. I'm Amanda Malgieri, assistant editor for searchcrm.com. This month, Martha Rogers answers readers' questions on the role of the customer service representative in building customer profitability. Customer service reps play an important role in maximizing the profitability of customers, and Martha Rogers offers advice on building customer profitability through personalized customer service.
Our question this month is very interesting. Our topic is, what's the role of the customer service rep in building customer profitability? The first question is this: what effect does upselling and cross-selling have on customer satisfaction? And while upselling and cross-selling can build customer profitability, is it worth negatively impacting customer satisfaction? This is a very interesting question because it raises several issues simultaneously. First of all, when we think about upselling and cross-selling, there are two ways to do it. One is that somebody calls and has a problem, and then we say, oh, we're offering everybody this today. And that is really a kind of approach that we think of as finding customers for products that we want to sell. That can be very annoying to customers, and even though you'll get some takers, in the long run, we're probably killing some customer equity, and that's really a serious concern. So the way to think about cross-selling and upselling correctly is to think not about how to find customers for some product that we want to sell, but rather that we've got a customer who has taken the time to call us, or maybe we've gotten her or him on the line somehow. Now what we need to do is find the right product for this customer. So if we have a way to think about, given what this customer has bought before, the kinds of questions that she's asking us now, what would be the next right thing to offer this customer, not the same right thing to offer everyone? That can be extremely helpful to customers. Even if the answer is no, I don't care for that right now, if we've thought about it correctly and if we're offering something that's relevant to this person, then we're very likely to be able to build the value of that customer, whether or not she buys at the moment, rather than really annoying many customers in the process of selling to a few. Our second question is this: as a call center manager, what can I do to put the right information in the hands of agents so they can increase customer profitability? We think a great example of a company that's doing this very well is USAA Insurance, although there are other companies that do things very similar to this and do a very good job of it. But the reason we think it's important at USAA Insurance to use that as an example is because USAA has a mantra at the company to simply treat a customer the way you'd want to be treated if you were the customer. So there's never the fear, as we heard in the previous question, that we'd annoy people by offering them something irrelevant because we're offering the same thing to everybody today. Instead, what USAA does is their system, set up by business rules or backed up by business rules, actually decides what the next question is we'd like to ask you, and then waits until you call in, which you will do from time to time. You'll have a question, you'll change your address, you'll want to know when it's time to put your teenage son on your car insurance. And when you do, then what pops up on the screen for whoever answers the phone is what USAA calls a smart dialogue question. And that smart dialogue suggestion actually is the next thing that we want to know from this customer. It's not the same question we're asking everybody this month. And in that way, they're able to serve their customers better, they're able to take their customers' time and attention better, and to treat customers the way we'd want to be treated. So that makes a lot of sense. I just started work at a call center where we are encouraged to build profitable customer relationships. Do you have any tips for using my time on the phone with customers effectively? Well, I think we're already starting to address that, this idea that if we're on the phone, customers have their agenda. And to them, that agenda is a lot more important than ours. To a customer, his own policies are much more important than our policies. Our policies are interesting to us because, of course, we're on the payroll. But the customer's not on the payroll. Why in the world should a customer be interested in our policies? In fact, why in the world would a customer even think of those policies as remotely binding to her? The fact is that policies are not law, and the customers have their own idea of policies. We might want to find out what those are and try to start abiding by those. So the point is that if we want to spend time effectively with customers, what we really want to try to do is learns more from a customer that helps us serve her better next time, not that tries to stick her with more stuff, but rather that helps us provide a solution to whatever problem she has, to makes us able to offer her the next right thing that she's bound to need. So that's the best way to use our time on the phone with customers. It's precious time, and we need to think of it as exactly that. And then our final question, should customer service reps be assigned specific customers, allowing them to establish a relationship and provide more personalized service, and how might this strategy affect customer profitability? It's an excellent question, but what's really interesting is that if you have a company that provides the data to the people who answer the phone, and you have a strong philosophy and culture that puts customers and their needs first and makes it clear that our goal is to do what's right for the customer, to be trustworthy with the customer, and to treat customers the way we'd want to be treated if we were customers, then it's really okay to have somebody else answer the phone. So as long as, if I'm a customer, I don't have to go through my whole story again just because I got a different person, then it will feel as though I'm being handled by the same person. The only exception to this might be if I have a particular problem and it seems serious to me, then I might like to talk to the same person for the next couple of days while we're resolving it. But in general, and even the next time I have a problem or an issue or a question, maybe 6 months or a year or 2 years from now, I wouldn't need to have that same person again necessarily if the information is being handled correctly. And it's important to understand the difference between the relationship with the human being who's the customer rep and the relationship with the company that makes it possible for the customer to reach a person who can help, whether that particular customer rep is on vacation or away from the phone or maybe is no longer with the company. If that goes away, then the relationship has gone away. We don't want that to happen. You know, all of these questions remind me of the movie Finding Nemo. And I mentioned that. If you haven't seen it, then you obviously don't have enough small children in your life and you should go rent it. But it's a very clever movie. We have a lot of favorite characters in the movie. We remember little Nemo himself. He's a little bratty, but he's cute. And his dad is a very earnest and caring guy. And then, there, of course, there's the shark who believes that fish should be friends, not food. But our favorite character in Finding Nemo is always going to be Dory. She's a goldfish. She's a blue goldfish, but she's a goldfish. And like real goldfish, she doesn't have much short-term memory. And that's true for real goldfish because they don't have any territorial instincts in the open sea. And that's why they make such great aquarium fish, because they swim around and around and don't get bored. But the thing about Dory is that she is the most wonderful person in the entire movie because she will do anything for you. She will help you. She will give you she will lend a hand in any way she can. She's sympathetic. She genuinely cares about you. But because she has no memory, if she turns around and loses sight of you, then when she sees you again, you have to tell your story all over again. And then she'll try to be helpful again. And really, if you think about it, all the questions and answers that we're discussing here today have a lot to do with whether or not we're Dory. It's not enough to have great customer service or a great attitude or even the great training that makes it possible for us to have the philosophy of wanting to serve people and solve their problems. What really also matters is the ability to remember what they told us last time, even if they literally told it to somebody else. So what really works is not just good service, but a relationship and the profit that comes from that comes only when we also have a memory and we can remember what customers told us and then interact with them individually based on what each one has taught us about themselves and make it possible for us to do more and more of what's more and more valuable to that customer and for that customer. And that's how we build customer profit. Thanks so much. I look forward to speaking with you all again soon.
Thanks to Martha Rogers for sharing her thoughts on customer profitability. Be sure to join us next month for the next installment of our podcast series, where we discuss what's required to build customer trust. Until next time, I'm Amanda Malagiri for Search CRM.